Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you here. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I will endeavor always to make things very simple. Amen. That whoever may be listening and wherever they might be, amen, and viewing this broadcast, that they can get something out of the broadcast. Amen. That they can carry on and live by. Amen. We try to make it simple as possible, but also all the words in Scripture are based in the Word of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another day's journey. Lord, we ask you to look upon us in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, oh God, that your kingdom come as well as on this earth. Lord, we ask you to strengthen your people, those that are listening, those that are far off. Lord, we know you're able, you see everything, you hear everything, but now let your Holy Spirit illuminate our mind, heart, and our spirit, oh God, that we can grow thereby. You said in your word in Hebrews, say that they have the sincere work of milk of the word, where we can grow thereby. Amen. Our endeavor always, and you know, amen, is to give the word in the simplest form, get wisdom. You say, but all I get and get understanding. Lord, we're reaching for understanding tonight, today, wherever this message might be heard and this study might be heard. And bless all the hearers, O God of your word, wherever they might go on through. God, as they support, O God, and they call in and give their testimony. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You and you, the subject for tonight, today, amen. God will never abandon his people. He will never abandon the righteous. There's so much said today about against the church, and when they hear something about the church, it looks like the world be excited. The news reporters get excited. Amen. They want to know. And they're not really knowing that they're supporting, amen, the kingdom of darkness. They really don't know that they're supporting, amen, things pertaining to killing, stealing, and destroying people, amen. But God come that we might have life, and he sent his son, and his son came showing the love of God, showing the love of God, amen. And the church is another example, a seed, amen, that's growing in darkness, the church, amen. Jesus developed the church. He set up the church as well as he did. God set up marriages, and they all are here. Regardless of so much, gates of hell has been bombarding the things that God had developed. He had not only developed, he had created, but it's still here. That's when God set up something, because he's alive, he's able to tender to, amen, to dig around, to dig up, to uproot and replant what he has, amen, put forth in this earth for his pleasure. Amen. So we thank God now, those of you who are listening, wherever you might be, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. As well as you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Once you push 1 on your phone, Amen. Our technician will type you in, and we'll be glad to have your response. And we try to, amen, asking you to, amen, give something that you know, amen, according to this message, that God won't abandon you, and you know it, things that have happened, and you somehow, some way, amen, God through his word, and you know it was God because he's the only one who knows your prayers and the people around you. Amen. As we look now, amen, we're going to be basing a lot of this study off of the 37th division of Psalms. Amen. The 37th division of Psalms. And we want you to, as well, as look at the times that we, the time that things that are happening can be applied today. Amen. We're taking Lot as an example, and Abraham as an example. And Lot was down in Sodom and Gomorrah, as well as the Bible says in the days of Noah and Lot. Amen. So it is relevant what we're going to be discussing. Amen. You see it everywhere in the land. The Bible is true. So in the 37th division of Psalms, we're going to read, amen, a portion from, we have, we always like to stress that we always working with three and four different Bibles. Amen. I believe the scholars that did a tremendous amount of work in it, whereby with the Holy Spirit and Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. So I believe, and we accept it, amen, that these scholars here, amen, the King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard Bible, and the New International Bible, can bring clarity, amen, and a workable solution to what you're going through, amen. A Bible dictionary and a concordance, amen, a study Bible, amen, that you can grab understanding and grab, because Proverbs says that understanding brings strength. Understanding brings strength, amen. You know when you step outside the door, it'll be raining and your effort to go to another appointment or meeting, and the weather, either it might be snowing. Amen. And you say, oh, well, I need to put on this, I need to put on that. I just make it to the car, I make it to the bus stop, or call a taxi. But you know what to do next. You know what to do next. You know, amen, what to apply to your situation, and you know what you need to do. Amen. And this is what the 37th song want to clarify some things. 37th division of song will clarify some things, and we want to bring it forth a little bit, as well as others that will be calling in and listening. 37th division of Psalms, amen. We're going to take it from the King James here for a portion, and we're going to read different portions of the Bible, different Bibles. Amen. The New International Bible says, the King James said, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Now notice here what the Amplified Version says. Here we want to continue on the 9th verse. The Amplified Translation says, 37th division of Psalms said, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the evildoers will soon be moved. Though you look for with care where they used to be, they will not be found. It has a Hebrews 10:33-37. It gives a reference also to the 21st chapter of Revelation 7 and 8. That's what the Amplifier does. It gives you words, amen, almost from the Bible Dictionary. And it also gives you scripture references. Amen. The 11th verse say, but the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37:29. Matthew 5:5. The wicked plotteth against the righteous, the uncompromises, and the upright among the standing with God. They grasp them with their teeth. The Lord laugh at the wicked. Now, we should make a note here. You should make a note now. Because of the fact that the beginning of the Psalm, the 37th division, he said, don't worry about the wicked. Now, God, the Bible says that. I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible is true. Amen. Every word is written. Amen. Timothy said through Paul writing that all words written by the inspiration of God. God used the men of God, the Holy Spirit come upon them, amen, inspire them to write this, inspired. The Bible been written by men of God through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author, but he uses people. God uses people. So God said here that fret not yourself. And then he said, God laugh at the wicked. He laugh at the wicked. Amen. Amen. Have you ever been in that position? You own something and you see someone doing something. You say, I don't know why this individual think I don't know what he's doing or what she's doing. I'm going to wait till he finishes it. Then I'm going to let him know, you know, this is mine and I can do what I want to do. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to embarrass them. Look at him. This is what God's doing. God's standing back and looking at the wicked. Amen. And he's standing back and just laughing. Oh, what they trying to do? He's laughing. That means God. Yeah, he has a personality. Yes, he laughs. Amen. In the 13th verse, and the Lord laugh at the wicked, for he sees that their own days to be defeated is coming. It's coming. Now we're going to the 14th verse of the American Standard. Amen. We coming on down to the. Amen. To the 23rd verse of the 37th division of Psalms. But we want to give you a little background here to encourage, amen, encourage you. And notice here, amen, in the 14th verse, American Standard says, and the wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow. To cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will never enter into their own heart. Their sword will enter into their own heart, and their bow will be broken. Better is a little that a righteous man than the abundance of many wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord sustain the righteous. The Lord sustain the righteous. And that's one of the benefits. God always look over his people. He help his people. Amen. The righteous are the ones that's going to enter into heaven. Those that abide by God's laws, rules, and regulations. Those are the ones that love God with all their heart, mind, and soul. Doing to help upbuild people. Those are the ones, amen, the Lord is looking for. And he will support their work. Because he knows they are not against him. They are not against God. They are not against God. The 19th verse, and they will not be ashamed when the time of evil, and the days of phantom, they will have abundance. Amen. We go to the 20th verse here. But the wicked will perish. We're reading in the New International Bible here, the 20th verse. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beautiful of the field, They will vanish like smoke. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the field. They will vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those that the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those that he curses will be cut off. If the Lord delight in the man's ways, he maketh his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. The Lord uphold him with his hand. Here we go, the 25th verse, and this is where we're going to rest on this study. And we're going to take this from the Good News Bible, 25th verse, amen. And we're going to go back to the, amen, we want the 25th verse. Say, I am old now. This is the Good News Bible, amen. Say, I am old now. I have lived a long time. I have seen good people. I have never seen good people abandoned by the Lord or their children begging for food. Amen. And David said, and many heard the 25th verse, and King James said, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, now his seeds begging bread. Amen. Here's a point here for those of you as we're going into this, amen, the 23rd to the 24th verse about don't worry about the wicked. The Lord guide us in the way we should go and protect those who please him. If they fall, they will not stay down because the Lord will help them up. Amen. God bless you tonight. Just press 1 today, wherever you are. Amen. There's so much in this study, so much. If you read the 37th division of Psalms, and you would see, amen, that God stand by his word. He is the word. Jesus is the word. He is the word. Amen. It's a lot. If you deal with the word, logos, you deal with the word. You say a word. Let's say a word. Throw out a word, you know, love. People hear love, the mind is flourish, you know. Oh, I mean, hugging and kissing. Oh, love, you know, my cousin, my wife. When you say love, the mind, many people attach themselves, don't know what you attach yourself. But that word has a lot in there, a lot of feeling in there. Love, healing. You say, oh, healing. So God is the word. Amen. So here we are. Have you been abandoned? Have you seen someone you thought was abandoned? God has not abandoned his people, even in times like this. He's not going to walk away. How can he walk away? Amen. It's too much involved. Heaven has invested too much. Too much. Jesus died on the cross. He gave his life. Amen. And we know when we say death, you better think about all this, that, the other. Jesus gave his life. Amen. Let's push 1 on your phone now. We're going to take the calls. And amen. I love this subject tonight. Amen. And across the many, many, many different subjects. But I know in times like these, amen, God's people are still being protected. Amen. Dial 1-855-236-2252. Press 1. Amen. Wherever you are, amen. And a technician will put you in. Amen. We'd like to hear your testimony, your scripture. Amen. Wherever you are to share with us tonight. Amen. On this wonderful subject. Amen. As well. In times like these. Amen. Someone needs to be encouraged. Thank God for all of your calls and your texting. Amen. That you respond to the programs. And we're open and praying. Amen. That God is going to help you and use you and help you help others. Help others. Amen. Or you can press 1. You can dial 1-347-215-8816 on your phone. Press 1 and our technician will type you in. Amen. It might be something that had happened and you look back from last year, And you look at yourself now. You don't know how it happened. You don't know what happened, but you're still here. You're still here. Amen. Not only here, but your mind. Amen. Your mind is about Christ. Amen. You're still thinking about going to church. You're still fellowshipping. Amen. And so that's what we're talking about. Amen. The Spirit of God has not abandoned you because of your troubles, because of your inconveniences. Amen. He hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't turned his back on you. Amen. No, he hasn't. If you look at the world have their standards of what they consider joy and victory and living and amen. And when they have a bad day, they feel that they have no other hope. But we have hope in Christ. We have hope in Christ. God loves us. He cares for us. Amen. He never leave us. He said he never forsake us because of his word. His word. Amen. All right. Notice here, amen, and tell you some that's in their thoughts together. And you don't have to tell all your personal business. We're not about that. You don't even have to give your name. Amen. You just push one on your phone. But notice here also, amen, in the Good News Bible, amen, it talks about, notice at the 8th verse. The 8th verse says, don't give in to worry or anger, if only lead to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. Don't give in to worry. Don't give in to things that, you know, many times because we have a lack of information, we be concerned about what's going to happen next, what's going to happen here, and what's going to be involved. You don't have anyone to call. Amen. You don't have this. You don't have that. This is why it's so important to become a part of a fellowship, become a part of a ministry. I know the enemy decided that you feel you can get it off television, you can get it off of the news, two or three little groups, but it's good to be in a fellowship. Amen. You know what the schedule is. You know the time of services. You know where it's located. Amen. You know the pastor and the ministers, amen, how they invested so much. Rain or shine, they're there. Rain or shine, they're there. Amen. And sometimes they call you, and sometimes you get irritated. Sometimes they call it too much. But you know they're stable. They're there. And I believe if you voice your needs or your problems and don't put so much pride in it, amen, that you will exceed. Amen. You will go on. So this is about worration. Amen. When times of trouble, when things get involved, amen, it could be just a personal thing. And you've been doing that all your life. But when you say, God, amen, God, I love you, and God, I care, and God, that I need you, and you are my Lord, you are my shepherd, amen, let him be. But the system and the ways that he have set up for you is that you're working through people, and God work with people. Amen. Is people is the one that do wrong in the earth. Amen. Destroy, shoot, amen, set off bombs and create wars. They'll be led by the wrong spirit. They've been led by the wrong spirit. Amen. So you remember how you used to get success in the world? Some of you were, you know, you go around, you call people, you call situations, and you would not let it rest. You had something you had to do for a party, a job, a retirement, or something very important to you. Amen. When you was out there, you believed in yourself and you believed in other people. And so you really called, you really got involved. Amen. God is not going to stop that. Amen. When you become a child of God, amen, he don't want you to stop being being strong, being courageous, like he told Joshua. Be strong, be courageous, you know, follow his word. And his word in times like these, I believe, is Matthew 7:7. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Amen. I believe that. I believe that. Amen. Because I live by that. Amen. I live. Research. God's people should be one of the greatest researchers. Amen. They should research, research, research. Amen. Anything come up that you know could be, you should be among people. Amen. Positive people that been in Christ before you and been in an environment that you can talk to them, because you can tell, amen, they might not be, amen, Hollywood type of people. They might be this is common and plain and truthful and loving. Amen. They can tell you things. They can tell you things. Amen. They will help your life and help you. All right. All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you all tonight. And we don't want to, amen, to stop anyone. You can press 1 on your phone and we'll be glad to have you. Amen. To hear your testimony or hear the things that you have to say. Amen. If anybody been abandoned, no. Not when you're living for Christ. Not when living for Christ. No, you haven't been abandoned. Maybe you have missed the message. Maybe you have missed something. Amen. Maybe you have missed the connection. Amen. Maybe you have missed something. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. Amen. On the line. And amen. The last 4 digits. Amen. Is 9198. The last 4 digits. Amen. We believe that you don't have to give your name, but we're glad to have you. Amen. And you can go right ahead. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We think we have a caller. Our technician have typed you in. Amen. The last 4 digits. Amen. All right. Tell a technician type you in again. Just hold on. Maybe we have a little technical problem, but amen. But don't give up. Amen. That could be, amen, it'll be a good example tonight. Sometimes you ask and you pray. I know Daniel was praying and things got held up. He missed the connection. He missed. All right, go right ahead, caller. You're on the air. God bless you. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. God bless you.
Okay. I'm finally. Now, I must say good night, first of all, to all. And I hope you're all doing great. It's so good to be in the presence of God and to listen to his word and his people. And in a time such as this, we have so many worries in the world. And we're overtaken by the pleasures and the wickedness and everything, and to the point where we think God is not there for us.
Yes.
And
we've
been serving him all our lives and doing all the right things, and yet it seemed like we're just suffering. But as the scripture says, and I like Psalm 37 a whole lot, don't give in to worry. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Patience, as we know, is a virtue. Fret not yourself because of those who prosper in their ways. And I see that this verse parallels with Isaiah 40:31 that says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know, I think of myself, and I am down and out, and feel as if the world, my world is caving in on me. It's coming to an end. And I remember when I on my mountaintop experience, and now I'm down in the valley. But I believe in my heart that God has put me here for a reason, because now I'm at the level where marginalized people are. We are people who have been suffering for so long, and no one to listen, no one to hear their voices. And God has put me down this low so I can hear it, because I am the voice that is crying in the wilderness. And I know that though, like Job says, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. I will serve him with all my heart, because I know in due time, in due course, I will be lifted up. But it's not just me, but the people that he has sent me to care for, to comfort, to give them hope and peace. Yes. So when we think of our enemies and the things that they can do to us, when they mean it for evil, God means it for good. Because long before we got here, he had it all figured out how we were going to be joined here with Jesus Christ, and we're going to go out in the highways and byways and bring, set at liberty those who are held in captivity, and then we all come home free at last. And God Almighty, he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So, you know, Psalm 37 is wonderful. And if you read it and go to the other areas of the Bible where you can see the parallel and how it resonates with your own life, then you can see, like Bishop says, the word of God is true. It is the power of God unto salvation. And I can say to those of you out there who are suffering and going through hardship, do not give up. Do not think God has abandoned you.
No.
Now that we're old and we understand it better, he will never, ever leave us or forsake us, and he will always give us bread. He will always be our comforter and our guide. Just look up, because your redemption draw near. Thank you. Have a good night.
God bless you, sister. I really appreciate that. Amen. That's going to really help someone. Amen. Thank God for your call. Amen. Anyone else would like to call is very needful. Amen. To hear those that are going through. Sometimes we forget about through. Amen. You keep moving. All right. We have another caller. Amen. The last digits is 6600. Man, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bishop, I just wanted to weigh in on the topic tonight. Very good topic.
Very good.
I can recall and think back to myself. There's been many times I've been through different situations in my life, and I really, just to be frank about it, I really thought that God had forgot about me. You know, I got so to a point where I really thought that God had really just abandoned me and forgot about me. You know, I just have to be honest about it. And as I began to find myself in prayer, and as David did, he began to encourage himself in the Lord. And I just found myself in prayer and began to encourage myself in the Lord. And he saw me out of it. And it was because I kept diligently seeking his face. And, you know, as the scripture said, he'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. And you know, I even look at Psalm 17 and 15. The Amplified says, "As for me, I will continue beholding your face in righteousness, justice, right standing with you. I shall be fully satisfied when I am awake, to find myself beholding your form and having sweet communion with you." So, you know, you see what David is saying is, you know, I'm going to continue to seek your face. I'm going to continue to stand, because I know I'm going to be fully satisfied, and I know I'm going to see your face. I know after a while the problem is going to go. You know, I know you're going to see me through.
Right.
And I think we have to look at it, you know, look at it as the situation is just temporary. You know, the detour always leads back to the main road, and that's what we have to always think about and always continue to look up to the hills where it's coming out of hell. Amen.
Amen. Very good, very good. Amen. Always good to hear from you, and amen. Great author, God use it. You know, my mind fell on while the sister was speaking, and you were speaking about, I read about one of the authors was describing how to handle problems. and he talked about the mountain climbers, amen, men that go out and look for mountain to climb. The more difficult a mountain, the better they like it, amen. Because, you know, they're learning, they know their skills and everything, and we should look at as saints of God when we come through something, find out how can we conquer this, amen. How can we handle this and challenge this, amen. God sent it to us to make us strong, amen. And
you know
what we're going to get out of this? Go ahead.
You know, as you just said that though, Bishop, my mind went back to something. When I was going through basic training, we used to get what they call smoke, you know, for doing something wrong. And as we went through basic training and kept going on and on, we began to figure out that as every time we would get in trouble and we would have to do push-ups or sit-ups, it would make us stronger and it would make us better on our PT kit. So as the weeks went on, we began to somebody would do something on purpose just so we would get in trouble and we would have to, you know, do push-ups or something because it would help us in the long run, and we figured that out. And that's where we have to look at problems. You know, it helps you in the long run. It's just building you into who you really are, and it's shaping and molding you, and it's a part of you. And a lot of times you wanna cast it away, but it's a part of you, and you have to always realize the problem is a part of your past, is a part of you, and it's going to help you, and it's going to also help somebody else because they're going through the same thing you're going through. And just be strong in the Lord and continue to encourage yourself.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Amen. God bless you all. Caller, we have another caller. Amen. You can press 1 on the phone, and amen, our technician will put you in. We got a great start. Amen. As always, God, amen, uses people. He works with people. Amen. And when I first part of my walk with Christ, it came to me. Amen. Two things got a revelation. When you know you're going, when you finish with your problems, not problems, but your tests or the situation, you can write a book. Amen. You can sit down and write something down. And amen. You can help someone. You know you have climbed that mountain. Amen. Amen. You have climbed that mountain. You have seen over the other side. Amen. And you feel you can rest and breathe and say, oh, thank God. You know, just like you get your check at the end of the week. Say, oh, thank God. It was a rough week, but I got paid. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We have another caller. Amen. We believe coming on the line. And amen. We thank God. Hoping that we know God is using, amen, the programs. And we should get to that point. The old song many years ago said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Amen. All right. I think we have a caller. Amen. It's coming on the line. We're talking about with God. God will never abandon. God bless you. 4271. You're on the air. The last 4 days, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to talk with you again.
Yes, sir. Always.
Listening in tonight, and you're making an outstanding. I think it's the message of the hour. You know, God, he destroyed the world one time.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since he did, men hasn't gotten any better.
All right,
people have
all right.
not gotten any better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what God did, I was thinking of this from the text that you just read.
Mm-hmm.
God decided to send himself an answer. Now this is the greatness, this is the architect of God. He
mm-hmm.
decided to send himself an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking at is he wants to justify everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way he can do that is what? Put himself in us.
Okay. All right.
And then when he put himself in us, then what? We be led by him. See, because the whole idea is not for me to live in comfort and peace.
Okay.
But the whole idea is God wants me to bring comfort to others who need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, don't it?
Okay.
So what we are looking at is we are looking at the a fulfillment of time where you got all kinds of trouble. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Bishop,
mm-hmm.
you got the trouble answer. You got the trouble fixer.
Okay. All right.
So the simplicity of the gospel is, Bishop, when you start talking about Jesus, the
mm-hmm.
will of God is that everybody listens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, people now, I guess they have everybody has a certain standard of living that has been developed or they want to reach.
Okay.
But the will of God has not changed. The will of God is that we be saved.
Yes.
Because he's holding the time clock in his hand. He is the time clock.
Okay.
You see.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying tonight is that I kind of got it from the teaching in 2 Corinthians there where Paul was talking about. He told them, he said, you are our epistles.
Okay.
You see, you
uh-huh.
are the one that God sent us for. You are the one that God sent the answer for, and the answer is Jesus.
Yeah.
So today, men are building up themselves, trying to change the purpose where Christ came and he died.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was
mm-hmm.
a terrible thing that happened
mm-hmm.
to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus
mm-hmm.
made it what? He said, I came, I gave my life that you might have life. So that's
mm-hmm.
God's purpose in the earth. See, everybody's suffering. Matter of fact, that's the devil's job to torment you.
Yes.
But God have what he said. I have given you power and authority.
Yes,
I've given you the ability.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the anointing was all about. Not so
mm-hmm.
much for that we could live beautifully, but what the anointing was for, we can come out of sin. And
mm-hmm.
we can tell other folks about what sin,
yes.
and that's no easy job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to weigh in on, Bishop. Because I sit and listen. I said, now this is the message of the hour. This is what God wants us to know. He wants
yes,
to save us so we can what save others. You know, Bishop, I thought of the jelly roll. You know, you had to bake the jelly roll and get the crust, right? And then you stuff it with jelly.
Okay.
And then you got something real good. You got something really delightful there.
Yes,
you
sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
You can enjoy it. So
yes,
what God
yes.
wants to do, like Paul said, he said, we are God's buildings. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
We have another building not made by hands,
mm-hmm.
but that one's
mm-hmm.
eternal in heaven.
Yes,
what
sir.
God wants to do now is save us, cleanse
mm-hmm.
us. He
mm-hmm.
sent us the answer. He sent us Jesus. Jesus wants to dwell in all of us. He wants
yes,
to
sir.
Lead us so that what? He can what? Fix others. See, ain't no comfort in this world. This world is
Amen.
Getting worse. This world is
Amen.
Getting terrible. And that's what
yes,
the
sir.
Scripture is trying to tell us. Pick up your suitcase and start running. Get your suitcase
Amen.
Full because what? Turbulence is on the way. And it's coming
right.
in double proportions these days.
Right.
Am I making sense, Bishop?
God bless you.
So listen, the same old gospel message, Bishop, you've been preaching for years.
Yes, sir.
It's just like
yes,
I
sir.
Spoke to my brother. I said, listen, we can't stop now.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no.
They're saying uh-huh. you're old school, you're updated, you're outdated,
mm-hmm.
you need to update yourself. But no, the Holy Ghost is saying, stand up and walk. You
yes,
see?
Sir. Yes,
so
sir.
So this is what we are today. All
right.
This stuff that's going on in the world, all they're trying to do is bring some fixation on what God has already said. So
amen.
The little simple
amen.
Thing, Bishop, and I'm going to shut up, the little simple thing like me going to church, getting down at the altar on my knees, I won't change from it. Because
no.
I see
no.
it brings pleasure, and I see it brings delight before my God. So, Bishop,
yes,
you be blessed. And I hope
God bless
you. I hope what I'm saying, others are listening, because, listen, God done stood you up. You on the right road.
Yes,
you don't
yes,
change.
Sir.
You listen. You can't say Jesus no sweeter than you call when you was in trouble. You call on him, he answered. You can't get no sweeter than that.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you.
Have a pleasant
bless
night.
You. Always good to hear you. And amen. You always stir up. Well, the Holy Spirit always gives revelation. I've been enjoying this program all the time. And amen. And this thought about. Amen. What you were saying there, God has already empowered us, and the Holy Spirit Jesus already had the apostles to write, amen, these are the times of sorrow. But when he said in the St. John 14, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, and through years, I begin to understand, amen, it's not the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost, because he's the only one can comfort you in times like these. He has the answer. Amen. The Holy Ghost know what channel to put you on and wavelength and what station. Amen. The Holy Ghost know what you need. Amen. And things that are happening, and when you stand before people in our daily walk, amen, like the elder was going to talk right there, and we come before somebody, and the Holy Spirit begin to discern. That discernment between you and looking at a person, you can see they're really worried. Like the first sister was saying in the beginning, amen, she understands now how the other ones feel now, amen, and she can get that vibration. The Holy Spirit say, oh, this person in trouble, need to pray for her, talk with them, or say something, amen. We just be a witness. We are the epistle. Like you said, we are the letters. We are the living word, amen. They might not get to the church, amen. But when you do meet them, if they do come in church, amen, if they do come and sit down, amen, something can be said or something can be discerned by the church. Amen. Say, oh, brother, are you right? Do we need prayer? Amen. I always call for, do we need anyone? Okay, we have an open line here. Amen. I don't get too stirred up here. All right, we have 666. No, we have an open line. You on the air? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The point you just pointed out, we have the Holy Spirit, the living God, right on the inside of us to rely on. And a lot of times, we are the only person that, or only way, I should say, that some people will see God or see any form of God. And so I think when we are connected to a person or when we talk to a person, we really have to make an impact. And let them see that there is a way out of the problem that they're facing, because sometimes people don't even have that opportunity to draw near to God, and we're the only contact that they may have. So I think it's very key that we continue to encourage one another and continue to build each other up and continue to lift our brother and sister up and help them get through and show them love and show them the way, which is Christ. And it just been too many times in my life where I know that it really helped me that somebody encouraged me, you know.
Yes.
Somebody lifted
yes.
me up. Somebody
yes.
somebody showed me the way. And it wasn't always, you know, I think back when I was in a point in my life when I was so much in sin, so I felt like I couldn't get out of it. And the beautiful thing about it was I had mm-hmm. someone in my family, they talked to me about it, and they never quoted the scripture. They just showed
right.
me love and talked to me about turning
yes.
my ways, and you know, that was all I needed. You know, I didn't need somebody to. Sometimes I didn't need. You know, you don't need somebody to quote a scripture. You just need somebody just to say, "Hey, God has got you." You know, and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the things we have to look at.
Yes, very good, very good. God is love. He is love. And with the Holy Spirit, like you say, some of the keys here, amen, we're getting close to our time. And our Lord gave me two scriptures. Amen. He gave me Matthew 7 and 7 and St. John 14. St. John 15, when I first started out, seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open, and as well as, you know, if you abide in me, the righteous, there's a lot of benefits that's living for God. You might not say, you know, you might not need to quote a scripture or what, just living for God all you can, because you start off as a babe and you're growing in Christ. You're growing in Christ. And David made the statement, he was young, but now he's old. That's why we need to be around those that have been seasoned in Christ, that's been went through, amen, is going through and having problems. All right. God bless you, my sister. We back on the air. 91, 98. Go right ahead. God bless you, sister. You back on the air. Last four digit, 91, 98. Hello? Amen. We have a little difficulties with her. Amen. You have to put in action what you know. Put in action. Amen. Put in action what you know. Put in action what you're doing now. Be active. Amen. James said, I show you my faith in God. Amen. God is a moving God. He's a live God. He's a time God. He's not a God that he doesn't want his people been beat down and talked about. Amen. If we can put this thing in like a game, it's not a game, it's a warfare. Amen. The enemy is fighting against God's people. And God is not going to let his people be overrun. John said he saw a number in the gospel according to the book of Revelation. John said he saw a number that no man can number. No man can number. So it'll be more than this. 2,000 to 3,000 people going to be saved. And no. God going to have more people than the devil got. Amen. Amen. He going to have more. I believe he's going to have more. Amen. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Some going to be limping. Some going to be with one eye, two eyes. And when we get into heaven, amen, the body's going to be changed back to what it was when we was babies. Amen. The spirit man has no disease. The spirit man has no disease at all. The natural man is the one that we're dealing with. The natural man, he lives, he fights all he knows in this earth. Amen. But that spirit man, when he becomes born again, amen, we just have to put him to work. You have to put him to work. So the more food and more the word that you give that inner man, amen, the more power you have, amen. God has... If I can use this, and I'm not trying to be carnal-minded, I saw this movie called Transformers. The Transformers. Either maybe I need to go back a little bit further. Superman. If I can use that, I'm not trying to be carnal-minded, but I'm trying to make a point here. Amen. If we can realize, amen, when God get in us, we're super. Amen. Amen. We have the power from on high. Amen. He that is in us, he that is in you is greater. Amen. And the enemy doesn't want you to activate the Holy Ghost. He doesn't want you to put him in action, because if you pray and talk to God and reach out to God, amen, he'll send somebody. Somebody will call you. You get a letter somewhere along the line. For example, amen, if mosquito bites you on the arm or something happened to your left arm, your right arm going to reach over. It's going to scratch it. It's going to rub it, put a Band-Aid on it. If your foot hurt, you're going to reach down and say, oh, God, my stump, my toe. Amen. You're going to try to do something. In other words, the body of Christ, amen, going to move some kind of way. Amen. And go after you in love. Like the elder said, in love and know how. Amen. Those, amen, they know, those that are strong know how to, amen, how to draw a brother in or sister in love, amen. But when you get tired or sick and tired of being sick and tired, amen, just tell the devil, get behind me. I know what God has done for me, amen. And that's where I know that's what the Lord want to bring you to. If you get to the point amen, if you get to the point, and Paul said he was caught up in the third heaven, amen. I heard many talked about, amen, they seen they was caught up, amen, life after death. They have caught up, amen. My late mother had passed. She said, amen, I don't want, she came back. She said, you know, I didn't want to come back. It was so beautiful and nice. Amen. I'm talking about righteousness now, not in the world of sin and there's bitterness. Amen. Amen. In death without Christ, amen, there's staying in it. But with Christ, in God, there's power. We just have, don't wait till the end. Don't wait. No. God wants to activate this now. Amen. He wants to put in action what you know. Get out and move out. If you got a problem, call. Get on the internet. Call somebody. Call the church. Call the usher. Call the choir members and let them direct you. Amen. Talk to somebody. Just don't sit around. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, he will. He'll stir you up. That's all we need. God did a complete job. Amen. The Holy Ghost is all we need. The Spirit of God, amen, is, say, Lord, come in, Lord, and give me the Holy Spirit. People talk against it. They talk up. They don't know what they're talking about. And I'd like to give you this testimony. And we got a couple more minutes. Amen. And the Spirit of God was used to come on me. I didn't know nothing about it. Amen. All right. Well, all right. All right. 6600. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. God bless you.
I just want to share with the listeners before we close out, just remember to keep God first and continue to lean and guide on God and depend on him and allow his Holy Spirit to lead you. You can never go wrong with that.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Mr. has a book out. Amen. Give us the author's name and where you can get that book from real quickly.
Okay. We have two books out currently, The Transformation of the Mind, and also Seven Keys to a Spirit-Filled Life. The author is Walter Wardlaw. You can find those on Amazon.com. Again, that's Transformation of the Mind, the first book, and Seven Keys to a Spirit-Filled Life, both are on Amazon, and that's Walter Wardlaw.
God bless you. Wonderful books. Very inspiring. Amen. Because we need to renew our mind. Like Paul said, renew the mind. You might not think your mind is the one. Sometimes it really does fight against you. I remember, amen, when the Holy Spirit used to come on me, you know, sometimes you'd be in the church or someplace, and you always think the Spirit of God is only in the church. And I was young and coming into Christ, and I didn't understand, amen, that the Spirit of God could be anywhere all the time when you pray. And sometimes I wouldn't pray, I wouldn't read, because I felt the Spirit of God. You know, people get to singing and feeling good and being in the home and my car. And one day I called a deacon, I called a pastor, amen. They weren't teaching this about the Holy Spirit in that church. And he laughed and said, that might be the Spirit of God, might be the Spirit of God. Amen. And I went to Acts chapter 2. I said, Lord, if this is your Spirit at home, amen, before I went to work, amen, Lord, give it to me like the Bible says. And that joy came over me, 90 seconds, amen, that I can't explain. But I thank God for it. That's the Spirit of God. That
Amen.
Is the Spirit of God. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Mr. Waller, you're going to have to close us out. Give us a prayer.
All right. All right. Well, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener that's on the call today, those that have shared your word and shared encouragement words. I pray that you continue to bless and increase their lives. I thank you for everyone, Lord God, that's on the call, those that feel us. The discouragement or feeling doubt and doubting that you are there, I thank you that you will speak to their hearts and minds and you continue to pour out your anointing and continue to allow your Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them in the right way. And I thank you, Lord God, for Bishop Poole, Lord God, and I thank you for continuing to favor his life and continue to bless him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.